The first passenger had improved the shining hours since they left Navern by going to sleep. He lay curled on his side in the sleep sack. Harris listened a while and decided the snore was genuine, not faked.
Let him complete his slumbers. We'll have a word with the other one.
The other one glowered at them from the sleep sack he had folded into a seating pad.
This is unconscionable. Not even a bed.
I know. It's so sad that both of you must suffer. But your father expects you will understand.
My father? Easy enough for him to send me off without even my servants.
If either you or your double had been cooperative, we might have been able to improve matters. Now that we're underway, suppose you tell us which you are.
Which?
Harris wished she dared smack him.
Whether you are the prince or the fellow down the corridor.
Oh. I don't think either one of us is the prince.
You don't think?
No. I'm not really sure. I mean, I know I'm not the prince, but we switch around so much, you know, that I rather lose track.
All clones? All his clones?
I suppose so. I never really thought.
And do you have a name? When you aren't using the prince's, I mean?
Mr. Smith. Gerald Smith. It's all I've ever been called. We all use it. His name is Gerald, so ours had to be close enough that his would be familiar and yet not the same. My middle initial's B, so I'm the second one.
Harris wanted to ask him if they were all as stupid as the prince himself, but thought better of it. More important at the moment was the size of her problem.
How many of you clones are there?
Three, at least. I went through the first stages of training with two others. Our fourth had a metabolic problem and died early. But we might not have been the only cluster. On the other hand, we're almost never all together. So if one of us died in the line of duty, the others wouldn't know.
Why so many? I thought clones were expensive, and the confusion must have been difficult.
We are also prone to losses in the early embryonic stages, just as non-clones are. Given the expense, they don't take chances. They bring a cluster along together. If it's absolutely necessary to have a clone in place, as it is here, it's much safer to have a spare or two.
Or three. By any chance, was another clone on Navern? Or the prince himself?
No. I was primary this trip, and Gerald C. was secondary. At least I think that's Gerald C. you've got in the other room. I don't know where Gerald A. or Gerald Prime is.
Gerald Prime being your code name for the prince?
The clone nodded. Harris could not see any difference between him and the prince she had transported from Cerealis. If that had been the prince, she had a sudden chilling suspicion that maybe her passenger had been one of the other clones, and the prince himself not involved in any of that mess. Yet the king clearly thought that had been the real one.
How are you briefed about the prince's activities? Surely all of you must be kept up to date on his recent actions, and he on yours. Who monitors your, personal interactions and your personality profile?
Harris had trouble thinking of this as Gerald B., but she made herself repeat it silently. This was Gerald B., an individual, though genetically identical.
We all carry implanted recorders. They're harvested regularly by a Crown-certified technician, and we're retaped with others at the same time. Usually takes a couple of hours. I've been told the prince is also equipped for retaping.
Like training tapes?
I've been told it's like the military training tapes, the ones used before simulator training.
Ah.
With the right drug induction, those were powerful. One could almost believe one had already been through the simulators.
As for the personality profile, we are evaluated on that at every retaping, as we are for physical parameters.
Harris noted that Gerald B. seemed a lot more cooperative now than he had been, and wondered why. Did he have some conditioned response to a phrase she'd used? Or was the admission of his clone identity a releaser for more cooperation?
That's why I'm not sure about the others. We're not encouraged to concern ourselves with the actual identity of the person presenting himself as the prince, nor are we encouraged to form independent relationships with each other. We're just doubles. Our value lies in being mistaken for the prince, not each other.
What a sad life.
Don't pity me. I've seen so many singletons trying to be mistaken for a parent, a mentor, a patron. They, who could be themselves wholly and freely, choose to copy another almost as closely as I must. So it can't be that bad. Besides, my prime is a wealthy, privileged young man. I enjoy those advantages even when I'm not on.
True. But such a philosophical outlook was nothing like the prince as Harris had known him. Were they as bright as the prince should have been? And if so, how did they feign stupidity? Did they know it was stupidity they were feigning?
Have you been retaped on what happened at Cerealis?
Oh, yes. A courier brought both physician and tapes. It was an emergency, such a dramatic break. Actually, there was some concern that Gerald A., who had been first doubling right then, should have broken his role to inform the authorities when the prince left. But it was decided once more that our role should be confined to doubling, not surveillance.
Curiouser and curiouser. Gerald B. began to sound more and more intelligent and mature. That alone made it likely he wasn't the prince. He could feign stupidity more easily than a stupid person could feign intelligence. But, again, she wondered if the real prince had been the one drugged.
So, you would not know from seeing someone on a ship-to-ship video if it were the prince or another clone?
Nor just from seeing him, only if he broke role and revealed himself.
Livati arrived at the rendezvous an hour after Harris, weapons dark to her scan. A good sign, if he hadn't managed to fox her scans. Nor did his weapons light, though he must have known hers were hot. Slowly, they brought the ships close.
You don't entirely trust me.
No. Should I? You know these people. Members of my crew, court-martialed with false evidence, imprisoned. Too many of them died. Where were you, Livati? When I needed friends in the fleet, when I needed someone to testify at my own hearing.
I was convinced you had done what they said. Sorry, Harris, but that's the truth. Your own cousin, Marion, your uncle, Sabato. I thought if they spoke against you with such sorrow and regret, it must be true.
Harris wasn't as angry as she'd expected to be. His lack of support hurt, but it had melted into the general pain she felt that none of her friends at Fleet had come to her aid.
Yet you had known me. You wonder why I don't trust you now? That's the smallest part of it. You've heard about Lupescu?
Only that he died, and rumor said discreditably.
Harris could almost see the questions struggling for precedence in his head.
He was involved in a group that hunted humans for sport.
His eyes widened. Even with what he knew of Lupescu, that shocked him.
He was killed and the surviving victims freed. More than that, I should not say.
You were there?
I was there. I witnessed it. He's definitely dead. And so are his associates on that trip, while records have been found listing those who accompanied him other times.
Livati stirred. Harris searched his face, finding nothing certain.
If you have such experience, it's one more reason I should not trust you. Although, I myself suspect he sometimes lured officers into it and then blackmailed them later.
Livati flushed. Harris simply looked at him until his color returned to normal. So, now she knew. But what would he do?
Suppose the Crown knows all about it.
I would imagine so.
Nobody said anything. I mean, I haven't heard any rumors.
I suppose the investigations aren't complete, and they're not moving until they are. Besides, why ruin the careers of good officers for one mistake?
Her one mistake had saved lives and won a battle, but still cost her a career. Livati looked at her oddly.
I hope that attitude prevails, though I'm surprised to find you so lenient.
You mistake me. I'm not lenient at all. This is not my fight. Carrying out the king's request is. I will not let any old grievances get in my way.
I see. And you have no interest in rekindling an old friendship? You would prefer that former shipmate?
My former shipmate suffered considerably on my behalf. They proved themselves trustworthy. Can you blame me for wanting to put trust where it's been rewarded before?
No, I suppose not. Well, then, what about the mission?
You tell me what your mission was, and I will decide if you're a potential help or hindrance to mine.
You've acquired an even keener edge to your blade. You know the regulations.
And the realities. Come now. If you are loyal to the Crown and the Familias, you know why I have to hear your mission, and before I tell you of mine.
All right. I was told that you were going to Navarin Station to take the Prince to the Guerni Republic, but that by a mix-up, the Prince's double was there instead. I was supposed to transport the Prince and intercept you, ensuring that you had the right person aboard. I was to do this not while you were on station, but in deep space, to avoid detection. We expected you to be there another day or so, and I was going to hang about in system. As you know, RSS ships do sometimes observe in that system. My, sources told me that one of your crew had obtained, if that's the right word, a tight beam receiver. So I plan to contact you before you left Navarin Station, so that we could rendezvous at a distance, making it look like a routine inspection.
Except that there are no routine inspections out here, as you well know.
It was all I could think of.
Harris would like to have made a sharp comeback, but she couldn't think of a better plan herself, not off the top of her head.
What were you supposed to do with the double I had?
Take him to Xavier, where he's booked on a commercial liner, and put him aboard.
I see. You're right. We were supposed to impersonate a small independent cargo vessel and transport the Prince to the Guerny Republic. I was told his double would take over on Navarin.
But you snatched his double.
But only because he was refusing to come and I could not distinguish them, since they were clones.
That should have told you they were fakes, neither of them the Prince.
Not necessarily. After all, they matched the Prince's ID specs.
They can't. They're clones of each other, not of the Prince.
Harris spread out the hard copy of the identification specs in front of the scanner.
Let's check that out. Is this what you got?
Yes. Close, at least. I'll need to check mine.
He touched one of his screens and pointed a wand at the input screen from Harris. After a moment, he blanked his screen.
The same, our computer says. And our man matches. That means...
Three clones. One of them the Prince.
Maybe, and maybe not.
There's only one thing to do. Get all three of them where we were supposed to take the Prince and let the medical personnel sort it out.
But that will risk detection.
So would taking in a Vacrone clone as the Prince. Do you think they couldn't tell? The clones tell me that there is a technique, not part of the identification scan, but something to do with leftover markers of accelerated growth.
But I can't take my ship off to the Guerny Republic. I have another assignment.
Then send your putative Prince over here and I'll take all three of them.
But... alone?
You said it yourself. If you show up there in a Familius RSS cruiser, it'll be an incident with a capital I. It's safe enough for me. I've never been there, and neither has this ship.
I don't like it, but I can't think what else to do. I suppose you have a shuttle lock on that thing?
Harris nodded to Petrus and Kulkul, who picked up their weapons and left the bridge.
Yes. You can send your pinnace over and swim him through the tube.
By the way, I am authorized to tell you that a certain Lady Cecilia disappeared from an extended care medical facility a few weeks after you left Rockhouse Major. Would you like to explain that to me?
No, I would not.
But that wouldn't do. Livadi would pursue the mystery eagerly, just to annoy her.
She was my former employer. You may have heard. She had a stroke, and her family blamed me. That's why the king thought my leaving with the yacht wouldn't be connected to any plan of his.
But why was I told to tell you?
I can't imagine. I can't say I think much of her family, keeping her in a place with no better surveillance than that. I hope she's in good hands. Who's your new admiral?
Silipu. Remember her?
His comments on the changes in command since Lupescu's death filled all the time it took to unload the prince and retrieve the pinnace. When he signed off, she wondered just how much she'd fooled him.